Acquire taqwa, create a barrier between yourselves And the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will become successful in this world and the hereafter. If we do turn away from taqwa, as a result of mischief from shaitan, mischief from nafs, if we turn away from taqwa, if we turn away from Allah, then we should return to Allah, we should return to taqwa through tawbah. So taqwa is the basis for everything. Taqwa is the basis for every success. And tawbah is the catapult that returns us back to taqwa. And we as believers, we as mu'mineen, we as Muslims, should either find ourselves with taqwa or with tawbah. Our main aim and main goal should be to remain with taqwa. The zeal should be, I can never commit any sin. I can never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come what may. Even if I have to give my life, I will give my life. But I will not commit any sin. I will not disobey Allah. I will keep taqwa intact. Because if I have taqwa, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Falah of this world, falah of the hereafter is mine. If I have taqwa, then Allah is with me. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. If I have taqwa, I am the beloved of Allah. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. If I have taqwa, Jannat is mine. Uiddat lil muttaqin. Jannat is prepared for people with taqwa. If I have taqwa, I am saved from every calamity. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. If I have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide me with all my needs. وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. So I can't let go of taqwa. Taqwa is very precious to me. Because in taqwa lies all my success. But if I sleep, and if I lose taqwa for a while, what should I do? Now comes the great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawbah, returning to Allah, making a U-turn. So the zeal should be, we will never leave the platform of taqwa. We will never let shaitan and nafs succeed. We will never let them deceive us. But if they become successful, and for a while, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour, maybe a whole hour, we engage in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we realize that I have disobeyed my Creator, I have displeased my Creator, we will not wait for tomorrow. If we disobey Allah in the morning, we will not wait for the afternoon. And if we disobey Him in the afternoon, we will not wait for the evening. We will not wait for Shab-e-Barat or Shab-e-Qadr. We will not wait for Juma. We will not wait for the Masjid, for Haram Sharif, for Makkah Mukarramah, Madina. We will repent immediately. Why? Because Tawbah has the same quality as Taqwa. Allah says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Return to Allah, make tawbah. You will acquire the falah of this world and the hereafter. من لزم الاستغفار جعل الله من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا. توبه to save God from every calamity. ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. Through توبه, a person will be able to acquire whatever he requires. Allah will grant it to him. إن الله يحب التوابين. The one who repents becomes a beloved of Allah. يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. توبة guarantees entry into جنة. Same, تقوى and توبة is same. Because as soon as a person repents, he is not on the platform of توبة, he has returned to تقوى. So we can say that Tawbah is also part of the Quran. Tawbah is also part of the Quran. Tawbah is part of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has prepared Jannah for those people who have Taqwa. And who are the people of Taqwa? People of taqwa are those who repent when they sin. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. So tawbah is part of taqwa. Taqwa is to carry out the command of Allah. And the command of Allah is that don't commit sins, and if you commit sins, then repent. So repenting is also part of taqwa. It is command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are left with only one thing now, taqwa. If we are able to create this ability of taqwa and tawbah, this world is ours and the hereafter is ours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us peace of mind and tranquility of the heart in this world. At the time of death, husne khatima is secured. The grave will become a garden from the gardens of paradise, guaranteed. On the day of Qiyamah, we will be granted shade under His throne. The reckoning will become easy. Crossing the Sirat will become easy. Safety from Jahannam is guaranteed and entry into Jannah is guaranteed. It was a very well thought theme, returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the basis of tawbah is taqwa. So we cannot just discuss tawbah and leave this gathering. The resolution should be that I do not want to go to tawbah. I don't want to commit a sin. I want to remain a muttaqi. Come what may, I want to remain a muttaqi. I don't want to go towards tawbah. But if I commit a sin, if I make a mistake, then I will use tawbah and return to taqwa. Now a very vital question. It's a very, very simple message. I have understood taqwa and tawbah. Taqwa and tawbah, T and D. And I have made a resolution that I will remain firm on taqwa. And if I slip, I will use tawbah and return to taqwa again. It's a very simple lesson. But when I leave this gathering, when I go outside, it's possible that I may not be able to remain steadfast on taqwa. Fine, if I am unable to remain steadfast on taqwa, I still have tawbah. But it's possible that I may not be able to remain steadfast on taqwa, and I may not be able to return to Allah through tawbah. I may not get the tawfiq to do tawbah. So taqwa and tawbah, very simple things, but how do I acquire the ability to remain on taqwa and remain on tawbah? This is the key question for this gathering, before we disperse. So our goal is taqwa and tawbah. I have repented, I will never
never sin. I will never sin. After I leave this masjid, when I return for Isha Salat, I will come back pure, inshallah. When I return for Fajr Salat, I will return pure, inshallah. When I come back for Zohar Salat, I will return pure, inshallah. That should be the zeal. Why should we give in to shaitan? Why should we feel that, no, I'm too weak, I can't? No, we can. We can, and inshallah, through the fadl of Allah, we will. We can. Why am I so confident that we can? Because Allah says, I have given you the ability to do it. If Allah has given us that ability, then we can. 100% we can. But we need the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we say that we can. We can, because Allah has given us the ability, and inshallah through the fadl of Allah, we will use this ability and we will remain on taqwa to the extent that next year when we return to this conference, after one full year, we will return pure. That should be the zeal. And this taqwa will remain until I breathe my last. The thought should not cross our mind that what if I fail? What if I slip? What if I can't? Ask this question when you fail, not now. I have failed, so what do I do now? Then we get the answer that now do tawbah. But now, what if I fail? No, I'm not going to fail. I'm making a firm resolution. There is no failure, and if there is no, why should I ask? Tawbah is there. But we will ask this question when we fail, that what now? The answer will be, make tawbah and return to taqwa. And when you return to taqwa, then resolution should be the same. And if you fail again, what now? Tawbah. And when we return to taqwa again through tawbah, this time I will never fail. And then we fail again, what now? Tawbah. Same cycle, taqwa, tawbah, taqwa, tawbah, taqwa, tawbah, taqwa, tawbah, taqwa, tawbah, taqwa, tawbah. My friends, my dear sisters, please, 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 it's my appeal to you. Hold fast to this. Taqwa and tawbah. Even if you fail 1,000 times in 1 hour, after failing 1,000 times in 1 hour, never let this thought come in your mind that I can't do it. So make tawbah. Make tawbah. Why even? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not set any limits for us. Allah did not say that if you come 1,000 times, I will forgive you. If you come 100,000 times, I will forgive you. If you come 1,000,000 times, I will forgive you. After that, no. Million, billion, trillion. No, don't disobey me. Because if you disobey me, you will displease me. I am your creator, don't displease me by disobeying me. But if you slip and you disobey me and you displease me, then please me quickly, make me happy quickly by making tawbah. إِنَّكَ مَا دَعَوْتَنِي وَرَجَوْتَنِي غَفَرْتُ لَكَ عَلَى مَا كَانَ مِنْكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah says, O my servant, for as long as you have hope in me that I will forgive you, and for as long as you call me, Ya Rab, ighfirli, O my Rab, forgive me. غَفَرْتُ لَكَ عَلَى مَا كَانَ مِنْكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. I will not care. Whatever you do, I will forgive you. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. قل, O my messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say that Allah is saying, يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم, O my servants who have oppressed themselves. When a person commits a sin, he oppresses himself because he lands himself in Jahannam. He is not doing any harm to Allah, he is doing harm to himself. Ya ibadiyya alladhina asrafu ala, O my servants who have oppressed themselves by disobeying me. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allah is talking to whom? Those people who have oppressed themselves, who have disobeyed Allah. And what is he saying? Ya ibadi, my servants.
They are my servants. Allah is saying my servants. Now what is the quality of these servants? My servants who spend nights in ibadah. They are my servants who spend their entire life in the masjid, in the Haram Sharif. No, they are my servants who have spent their life in sin. My servants. He begins with Ya Ibadi, giving us so much hope. So much hope, Ya Ibadi.
وَمِمَّا زَادَنِي عَجَبًا وَتَيْهًا وَمِمَّا زَادَنِي عَجَبًا وَتَيْهًا وَكِدْتُ بِأَخْمَسِ أَتَرُ السُّرَيَّةِ دُخُولِي تَحْتَ قَوْلِكَ يَا عِبَادِي دُخُولِي تَحْتَ قَوْلِكَ يَا عِبَادِي.
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads out his arms during the night from Maghrib to Subha Sadiq. Layatuba musibun nahar, so that the one who was disobeying him during the day can benefit from his mercy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads out his arms from Subha Sadiq until Maghrib, so that the one who was disobeying him during the night, in the darkness of the night, can turn to him and say, "Oh Allah, forgive me." Allama Alusi rahimahullah ta'ala in his tafsir has quoted another hadith al-Qudsi,
wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La'aninul mudnibin.
There are two types of servants. The sinners and the muttaqin. The muttaqin servants, they have no sin. So, now and then they say, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayhi, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayhi.
But majority of the times they engage in tasbih. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, tasbih, tahmeed.
And the sinners, when they are given the opportunity by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go to Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah, to come to the masjid during the month of Ramadan, during auspicious programs such as these, their focus is their sins. So they hardly say subhanallah. They hardly say alhamdulillah. They continually say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah.
So we have the pious people, the muttaqi people who are saying subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
And we have the sinners on the other side who are saying astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I listen to both groups, the mustaghfirin and also the mudnibin, the mustaghfirin. And which is more beloved to me?
لَأَنِينُ الْمُذْنِبِينَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ زَجْرِ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ. Istighfar is more beloved to me than the tasbih of the muttaqeen.
Because the one who is saying subhanallah, subhanallah, he is elevating his status.
And the one who is saying astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, he is dying. His time, his relationship with me, he has broken through sins.
He is returning to me.
لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله.
يا عباد يوم السبت ومما زادني عجبا وتيها وكدت بأخمسي أتأس ثريا. Something that
I found very, very wonderful. Very, very wonderful. Two things I found very, very wonderful. One is دخولي تحت قولك يا عبادي. My being part of those servants regarding whom you are saying my servants. وَأَنْسَيَّرْتَ أَحْمَدَ لِنَبِيَّ. And number two, you making me an individual of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What great favors. Never give up. Never give up. We remain firm on taqwa. If we leave that platform of taqwa, what do we do? Tawbah, return. Tawbah, return. Tawbah, return. And never think to yourself that I am consuming drugs, I make tawbah, after 3 days I fail, and I continue consuming for 1 week, I repent again, I resist for 7 days, I consume again, and this has been going on for the past 10 years. What's the point? No, my friends, never let this thought enter your minds. Never let this thought affect you because it is from shaitan. The more we repent, the more our stamina to resist sins becomes stronger.
Every amal has an effect. Every fruit has an effect. Every vegetable has an effect. Everything we eat has an effect. Positive, negative. Every amal has an effect. Good amal has positive effect, bad amal has negative effect. Tawbah also has many effects. The greatest effect of tawbah is that through tawbah, a person's stamina to resist sins increases. So what happens is that a person is involved in lustful glances and he can't control himself because he doesn't have the stamina. So he repents. In this gathering, I will never, never commit this sin again. And he leaves Masjid Abu Bakr after Maghrib Salat, and the first thing that he does is lustful glances. Because he is weak. Resolution will not be sufficient, he is weak. So he repents again. After 10 minutes walk again, he repents again. So every 10 minutes he is committing this sin, and every time he is sincerely repenting, sincere repentance. Only astaghfirullah is not sufficient. I will never do this again. He will find within a week to 10 days that now he is able to resist this sin for 15 minutes. And if he continues with tawbah, then within a month he will find that now he is able to resist this sin for 1 hour. And then 1 day, and then 1 week, and then 1 month, and then 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. And he will soon find that as a result of tawbah, he despises that sin. This is the greatest benefit of tawbah. This is the theme of our gathering, my friends. Returning to Allah, tawbah. So taqwa. For those who are pious here, alhamdulillah taqwa. For those who are weak like me, we will try our utmost to remain in taqwa, but if we fail, we will not lose hope. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. We will not lose hope. We will return to taqwa again and again, again and again, again and again. When we repent, my friends, we repent 100 times, 1,000 times, 100,000 times. Does shaitan lose hope? Does shaitan lose hope? Then he repented, I made him commit the sin again. He repented again, I made him commit the sin again, but he repented again. I made him commit the sin again, but he repented again. So he's a difficult customer. Does shaitan ever become hopeless? Does shaitan ever become hopeless? Despite knowing that I've got everything to lose. I have been after this person for the last 10 years, and I make him commit sins. For 11 months he is committing sins, and comes the month of Ramadan, he sincerely repents. All my efforts of 11 months gone. And this has been happening for 20 years. So, I'm not going to waste that. No, Shaitan never loses hold. Shaitan has got everything to lose. Despite that he never loses hope, in Tawbah we've got nothing to lose. Why should we lose hope? We've got everything to gain in Tawbah. We make Tawbah, everything is gone. And we make Tawbah now. Tawbah from all the sins of 20 years. And then after one day, Shaitan entices us again and we commit that same sin. The sins of the 20 years don't come back again. They are gone. They don't come back again. So he's got everything to lose. We've got nothing to lose. Despite that, he never loses hope and we lose hope even one day. Let me give you another example. Zaid and Amr, both friends. Every day after Isha Salah, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, they leave home. Parents are very unhappy because they are involved in evil activities. 10, 11 o'clock, Omar comes to Zaid. Zaid goes to Omar. They both go out downtown. All night they commit sin. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, they return. And through the barakah of Iman, any brother or any sister, after committing a sin, will find something knocking at the door of their conscience. My friends, whenever we find somebody knocking at the door of our conscience, then what you are doing is wrong. One day you will have to die, repent. Know that Allah loves you. And it is Allah who is knocking at the door of your conscience. It's not anybody other than Allah. Allah loves us so much, my friend, so much. So many causes of forgiveness. If you do this, your sins are forgiven. If you do this, your sins are forgiven. If you do this, your sins are forgiven. This is blessed night, your sins are forgiven. Blessed moment, sins are forgiven. Blessed amal, sins are forgiven. If you do this, sins are forgiven. Allah Akbar. Rahmat e haq bahana bhi jo hai. Allah looks for excuses not to punish us, to forgive us. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لِحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Two angels, one on the right, one on the left. They are writing our deeds. The one on the right writes our good deeds. And the one on the left writes our evil deeds, the one on the left. The one on the right is the Amir. He is the leader. So whenever a person commits an evil deed, the one on the left seeks his permission. He has committed this evil deed. You have also observed it. Can I? He only writes that evil deed when the one on the right gives permission, because he is the Amir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set some principles for both of them. The principle for the one on the left is that if a person makes intention, a firm intention to commit a sin, don't write anything. Firm intention to commit a sin, the principle for him is don't write anything. After making a firm intention to commit a sin, if he cancels his program, that no, I am a Muslim, I can't do this, then write one reward for him. On the other hand, when a person makes a firm resolution to do a good deed, immediately write it for him. The one on the left hand side, if a person makes a firm resolution to carry out a bad deed and thereafter he carries out the bad deed, then write one bad deed. And if the one on this side makes an intention of carrying out a good deed and thereafter he carries out the good deed, then you should multiply that one deed with minimum 10 times. 10 times. And depending on his mujahada, his sacrifice, his sincerity, it could be 20 multiplied by 20 times, it could be 700 times. Ila adhafin kathira. Only Allah knows how many times it could be multiplied. Thousands of times. The other principle, when a person resolves to commit a sin, and he commits a sin, then the one on the left hand side has to take permission, seek permission from the one on the right hand side. That, can I? So the one on the right hand side says, no, don't worry. Their shift changes at the time of Fajr and Asr. So two angels are with us at the moment. They will remain with us until Fajr. So if, may Allah safeguard, if a person was to commit a sin any time now or after Maghrib or after Isha, then the one on the left hand side will seek permission from the angel on the right hand side, can I? And the angel will say no. Now it's his duty to write it down. So after a while he will say again, can I? So the one on the right hand side will say no, don't write it. Why is he saying no, no, no? Because he is giving me and you the opportunity to repent. Give him chance. No, not here. And at the time of doom, when they have to close their books and leave to go up, that is the time the Amir will say, that it's very unfortunate. We gave him so much chance. It's very unfortunate. Now we have to carry out the task appointed to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you write it down. So never become hopeless. So I was saying Zaid and Amr, both of them leave. When they return, someone knocks at the door of their conscience. Zaid ignores the knocking and Amr repents. Zaid ignores, Amr repents. Listen very carefully to this example. Returning to Allah, how important it is. How beneficial it is. Zaid ignores, Amr pays attention. Either of the two. Zaid ignores, Amr pays attention. Zaid ignores the knocking. Amr says, oh Allah, enough is enough. I will not go with Zaid tomorrow. I will not commit these sins tomorrow. I have submitted myself to you. Comes the next day, Zaid contacts him, overcome by desires, shaitan, nafs, he goes with Zaid. And again the same thing, for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, same cycle. They commit the same sins, they engage in same disobediences to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only difference is that every night when Allah knocks at the door of the conscience of Zaid, he ignores. And when Allah knocks at the door of the conscience of Amr, Amr pays attention and he says, oh Allah, forgive me, I will not do it from the world. Finally, after 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, they return from a very bad night. Again, Allah knocks at their consciences. Zaid ignores. And Amr pays attention and he says, oh Allah, forgive me. And during the night, both of them pass away. Zaid is standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a person who has been committing sins for the past 20 years. And Amr is standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a person who has never committed a sin. Look at the benefit of Tawbah. Never become hopeless. What is Shaitan's deceit? Shaitan is very cunning. When the opportunity arises to fulfill our unlawful desires to commit sin, Shaitan whispers, Allah is Ghafoorur Raheem. And once we have committed the sin, then Shaitan whispers another thought, Allah is Shadeedul Iqaab. How can you turn to him? He will not forgive you. And what should have been the correct order? When faced with passions, unlawful passions, we should have reminded ourselves, Allah is Shadeedul Iqaab, I can't do this. Allah is Shadeedul Iqaab, I can't do this. Allah is Shadeedul Iqaab, I can't do this. And after committing the sin, We should have said, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, He will forgive my sins. So my sisters, my brothers, let us all make this resolution that inshallah we will never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from today. Never. We have repented. We will not repent after Maghrib. We have already repented yesterday. Not today. Yesterday we have repented in the gathering last night. Alhamdulillah. If we have slipped in the last few hours, we are repenting again and we are making a firm resolution that we will never commit any sin. If we make a mistake again, we will repent. Now the question is that how can the ability to carry out this taqwa and tawbah become even more better, even more stronger? How can taqwa, how can staying away from displeasing Allah and how can returning to Allah become more easy, more stronger? By continually contemplating on our ultimate return to Allah. One who will continually contemplate our ultimate return to Allah, that one day I will have to return to Allah, then taqwa will become easy and if he sleeps, then this contemplation of standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make returning to Allah through taqwa easy. Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Fear that day when you will have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And thereafter each person will be retributed fully for whatever he has done in this world. Nobody will be oppressed. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Atom of good deed we will see on the day of Qiyamah. Atom of evil deed we will see on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, اقرأ كتابك وكل إنسان ألزمناه طائره في عمره ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا. Our book of deeds will be brought in front of us. We will be asked by Allah to read our Iqra kitab. Read your own book of deeds. This is your biography. Everything is in this book. From the age of puberty until you breathe in your last. Every word, every action. Iqra kitab. Today, nobody needs to reckon you. Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma 'alayka hasiba. You are enough as a reckoner. Because as soon as you flip through this book, you will exactly know where you were on that particular day and what you were doing. You will agree with everything that is written in the book. So when the person will flip through the book, browse through the book, his own biography, what will he say? مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْسَاهَا. This book is strange. It has recorded each and every minute detail of my life. And at that moment, يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ. When he will see all the evil deeds and all the good deeds, and when he will realize that the evil deeds far outweigh the good deeds, he will تَوَدَّلَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. He will wish that there was a long distance between me and the day of Qiyamah. I wish I was not here. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. People will find each and every item, each and every word, each and every action. My friends, this day is going to come. إِشْمَا شَيْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ. إِشْمَا شَيْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ. Living in this world for as long as you are able to, but remember, one day you will depart. وَعَبِمْ مَنْ شَيْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارِقُهُ. Love whomsoever you desire. Instead of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of loving His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instead of loving that beautiful deen that He has said, love whomsoever you desire. But remember, فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارِقُهُ. A day will come when you will both separate. وَعَقَلْ مَعْشِي. desire. In this world, nobody will stop you. Do whatever you desire. But remember,
فَإِنَّكَ مَجْزِيُّبِهِ
On the day of Qiyamah, you will be retributed for everything. Good retribution for good amal, evil retribution for evil amal. If we continually remember, my friends, that one day I will depart, maybe sooner rather than later, then the strength and the ability to remain on taqwa will be fortified. It will become very easy. And if we make a mistake, then remembrance of the hereafter, remembrance of death, will encourage us to make tawbah very quickly. What if I die in this day? We need to remind ourselves of this journey, that one day ultimately we will have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Allah says three times in the Quran, Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Each soul will taste the taste of death. Allah says on numerous places, Ilayna turja'un, Ilayna turja'un, Ilayna turja'un. You will have to return to us. قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ The death that you are running away from, it will come and meet you. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُ يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ Wherever you are, at its appointed time, death will come and meet you. يَا غَافِرَ الْقَلْبِ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الْمَنِيَّاتِ عَمَّا قَلِيلٍ سَتُصْوَى بَيْنَ أَمْوَاتِ لا تركنن إلى الدنيا وزينتها قد حان بالموت يا ذا اللب انيادي يا غافل القلب عن ذكر المنيات Oh the heart that is negligent of remembering death. You have become so negligent. The heart becomes negligent first. And if the heart becomes negligent, then every limb of the body, every organ of the body becomes negligent. And if the heart is removed from negligence and the heart becomes dhakir. The opposite of negligence is dhakir. The heart that continually remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then every limb and every organ of the body becomes dhakir. And when the limbs become dhakir, the body becomes dhakir, dhakir body can never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhakir al-qalb and dhikir mani yati. Oh, the heart that is negligent of remembering death. You don't remember that. You don't want to remember that. But remember, Amma Kaleedin Satuswa Bainan Amuwadi. Very soon, your abode will be amongst the dead people in the graveyard. Ya Sahibi, La Tabtajir Bitanakumi, Falrulu Yanfadu Wan Ma'imu Yasulu, Iza Hamalta Adal Kuburi Janazatan, Fa'adam Bi Annaka Ba'daha Ma'mulu. Oh my friend, oh my companion, do not deceive yourself because of the luxuries that you are in at the moment. Don't deceive yourself because of the vigor of youth. Vigor of youth intoxicates us. Yehi tujhko dhun hai, rahu sabse bala. I want to be right at the top. I want to be the best. I want to be unique in everything. Ash-shababu shu'batun min al-junun. Youth is madness. Madness. A person becomes intoxicated with the vigor of youth. He pays no attention to his parents, elders, teachers, respectable people of the community. He becomes careless in regard to his own honor, his own dignity. Who are you to tell me? Yehi tujhko dhun hai, rahu sabse bala. This is your only obsession, that I want to be right at the top. I want to be the best. Ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. You want your fashion to be unique, your adoration to be unique. Yehi tujhko dhun hai rahu sabse bala. Ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. Thereafter the poet asks a question. Jiya karta hai kya yuhi marne wala. Travel tomorrow to Vancouver. I may not return home. You may not return home from this country. this haughtiness. Allah dislikes very much. And if we go in this condition to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how will we face Him?
The one who is going to die one day, is this the type of life that he lives? That I want to be right at the top. Everything must be unique. Everyone should be under me. The one who is going to die tomorrow, is this the type of life he lives? The one who is, whose rule is going to be extracted, the one who will be buried in the grave, the one who will be questioned in the grave, the one who would be punished in the grave with serpents and scorpions, the one who will have to be, who will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah, and who will see the horrors of the day of Qiyamah, the one who will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and face interrogation, the one who will have to cross the Sirat, the one who does not know whether he will be able to cross the Sirat or whether he will fall in the depth of Jahannam. How can he live a life of holiness? Such a person can become very humble. If I or you have to appear in a Supreme Court, in a High Court, in a Session Court, because we have been convicted of something, allegation has been made against us, that person becomes very humble until the case is over. This is the Supreme Court. Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, Hasibu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu. Reckon yourself, look at your good and bad, look at your evil. Look at your good side, look at your bad side, look at your good deeds, look at your evil deeds. Every day make muhasabah. This is wrong, this is right, this is right, this is wrong, 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 right, right, right. And come to the conclusion, do you have more good or more bad? Reckon yourself before you are reckoned on the day of Qiyamah. Wazenu anfusakum, wazenu anfusakum qabla an tuzanu. And value yourself before you are valued by Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Wata'ahabu lil arjil akbar. And prepare yourself for the Supreme Court. Ibn Abbas used to say, Kaifa nafarah? Kaifa nafarah? How can we rejoice? Kaifa nafarah? How can we rejoice? Wal mawtu min waraihima wal qubur al-mawtu. How can we rejoice? Wal mawtu min waraihima, when death is behind us. Wal qubur amamana, and the cover is in front of us. Wa bayna yaday rabbina mawqifuna. How can we rejoice? When we will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ala sirat al-nuruna. How can we rejoice when we will have to cross the sirat? یہی تجھ کو تم ہے رو سب سے بالا وہ زینت نرالی وہ فیشن نرالا جیا کرتا ہے کیا یوں بننے والا نہیں نو The one who has to die one day does not live a life of haughtiness and pride. But why are you living that life? تجھے اس نے ظاہر نے دھوکے میں ڈالا. The glitters of this world has deceived you. The glitters of this world has deceived you. The other poet says, دنیا کی رنگریلیوں پہ نہ جانا ہے دل یہ تو خزاں ہے جو انداز باہر آئی ہے. Don't let the glitters of this world deceive you, because the glitters of this world, they come in the form of spring. They seem very attractive, but in reality it's not spring, it's autumn. It's not attractive at all. تجھے پہلے بچپن میں برسوں کی لایا جوانی نے پھر تجھ کو مجنو بنایا بڑھاپے نے پھر آگے کیا کیا ستایا اجل تیرا کر دے گی بالکل سبایا. اجل ڈیتھ ول ایکسٹرمنیٹ یو فور ایور. سو مائی برادرز مائی سسٹرز آئی ایم کنکلوڈنگ. The time does not permit me to go into much detail, and much detail is not required. The message is clear. Taqwa Toba, Taqwa Toba. Most important thing is Taqwa Toba. And how will Taqwa Toba become easy? Number one, by remembering death frequently. Aksiru zikra hazim in tadzat and go. Frequently remember the destroyer of unknowable pleasures. And what is that? Death.
go and visit the graveyard. Read books written on death. Remembrance of death by Shaykhullah in Mawla Zakariya Rahmatullah. Sit down once a week and imagine that you are on your deathbed. Ruh is being extracted. People are bathing you. They are shrouding you. They are taking you towards the Qabrastan. Your Salatul Janaza is being performed. In order to acquire stamina for taqwa and tawbah, we need to do three things. Number one, remember the hereafter. Remember death, the day of Qiyam of Rikundi. Number two, excessive zikr. Excessive zikr. Zikrullah. And number three, pious company. Company of pious. Pious company. Look for pious company. The company of ulama and mashayikh. Pious people within the community. Stay away from people who have bad habits. Stay away from wrong environments. So good company, excessive zikr, and remembrance of death and the hereafter will guarantee taqwa and tawbah inshallah. And once taqwa and tawbah comes in our lives, then everything is ours. Once taqwa and tawbah comes in our lives. So my friends, my sisters, my brothers, my elders, my mothers, let us again make this resolution that we have repented. Not we will repent, we have repented. The time has come that we repent. For there had been Ayaz rahimahullah ta'ala was a thief and he was entering a home and a lady was reciting the Quran inside the home. So he was a thief, so he was assessing as to whether it is safe to go and loot the house or not. So he tried to understand how many people are talking inside. So when he paid attention, it was a lady reciting Quran. And when he was able to exactly hear what she was reading or saying, she was reciting this verse from the Quran. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَى قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Has not the time come for the believers that their hearts surrender to the dhikr of Allah and the haq that He has revealed? It has such a profound effect that there and then He said, Ya Rab, Tadhan, 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 O my Rab, the time has come and I have repented. Let us also say, Tadhan, 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 yes, enough is enough, the time has come and today I have repented and I will never return to sinful life. And I will try my utmost to learn Deen, practice Deen and please my Deen. Hardam Allah Allah kar, Hardam Allah Allah kar, Noor se apna seena bhar, Jiye to uska ho kar ji, Mare to uska ho kar mar. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين اغفر ولهم وأنت خير الراحمين. اغفر ولهم وأنت خير الراحمين. اغفر ولهم وأنت خير الراحمين. Oh, the most merciful one, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. Oh, the most merciful one, have mercy upon us. Oh, the most forgiving, forgive our sins. Forgive our sins. Forgive our sins. Oh Allah, we have made a firm resolution. We have sincerely repented. We will never return to sin. Oh Allah, accept our repentance. Oh Allah, accept our repentance. Oh Allah, accept our repentance. Oh Allah, forgive our major sins. Forgive our minor sins. Forgive the sins of our families, our children, our parents, our dear and near ones. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of the whole world. Forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. Forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. O Rahman Rahim, grant us steadfastness on taqwa. Grant us steadfastness on taqwa. Include us amongst your most beloved ones. Include us amongst your muttaqi servants. Include us amongst your obeying servants. O Allah, O Allah, grant us the tawfiq to repent if we make a mistake. O Rahman Rahim, accept each and every individual. O Allah, accept each and every individual. Accept the whole Ummah. Accept the pride of the whole Ummah. Accept this program, accept his gathering, accept the efforts of all the brothers who have made this etika, who have made this conference successful, who are crying, accept our etika, accept our ibadat, accept our fasting, and who are crying, include us amongst our family, keep us amongst them and then we feel our heart. And unite one of the children of Firdaus. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.